Tonight's game between the Putnam County Lady Midgets and the Canton Lady Tigers are brought to you by these fine sponsors. Mayberry Farms, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and that's Donnie Middleton in Schuyler County.
And welcome everybody to Schuyler County High School, Class 2 District 6 basketball district home, I guess the home of the district. And tonight, it's boys' semifinal night. And the first game coming up is the Putnam County Midgets, the number 4 seed, taking on number 1 seed, Canton Tigers. And let's take a look at the starters for Canton. It'll be Caleb Cox, a junior. Evan Burbridge, a senior. Zach Sparrow, a junior. Preston Brewer, a sophomore. And Kyle Frazier, a senior. So Caleb Cox, Evan Burbridge, Zach Sparrow, Preston Brewer and Kyle Frazier. The Tigers 14-12 and coached by Dalton Armentrout. For the Putnam County Midgets, it'll be Carter Simmons, a junior. Wayne Perkins, a senior. Chase Tomlin, a sophomore senior. And Owen Reem, a junior, and Trey Friediger, a junior. So Carter Simmons, Blaine Perkins, Chase Tomlin, Owen Reem, and Trey Friediger. The Midgets are 17-10, and coached by Kyle Fleischman. These two teams have met twice this year. Canton getting the win at the La Plata tournament, and then about a week later in Unionville, Putnam County took down the Canton Tigers by 7. So hold on to your hat. This should be a dandy ball game. Both teams on the floor. And it'll be Kyle Frazier to jump center against Trace Riediger for Putnam County. Big crowd on hand for this 6 o'clock tip-off. A lot of Putnam County fans, a lot of Canton fans. Coming up next, it's Knox County and Schuyler County. So the ball is up. Tip is controlled by Canton to Preston Brewer. To Caleb Cox, and Cox will drain across the timeline. Putnam County comes out in a man-to-man. Evan Burbridge has it between the two circles. Burbridge gets it over to Brewer on the left wing, and Brewer throws the ball out of bounds. As Burbridge cut to the basket about the time Brewer threw it, and no Evan Burbridge. So the turnover gives it back to Putnam County. Ream on the deep right wing. Ream gets it inside to Riediger. Riediger in a double team. Puts it up anyway and got it. Trace Riediger. And now full court pressure by Putnam County. Zach Sparrow with the basketball. Gives it to Cox. Ahead to Burbridge on the right wing. Burbridge looks inside. Can't find Frazier. Finds Cox right in front of the basket. Now three-pointer by Brewer on the way out of the left corner. No good. And Riediger saves the ball inbound. And tried to get it to Tomlin. It bounced off his hands and picked up by Burbridge. He picked up a three off the right wing. He shot the ball and then did a little flop. Didn't get the call. Missed the shot and the rebound goes out of bounds. So it'll be Putnam County basketball. The half court man to man by Canton. Blaine Perkins crossed the timeline. The ring gets it inside to Riediger. Kicks it back out to Perkins. Now Ream will try a three. It's bounced around, no good. Riediger, the rebound, puts it up, missed it. And Frazier comes off with the rebound. Here comes Canton. It's Burbridge across the timeline, guarded by Perkins. Gets it to Sparrow on the left wing, left baseline to Cox from 10. Airballed it. And Tomlin comes out with a loose ball. Good. Blaine Perkins. Perkins across the timeline. Nice through the defense, lays it up and got it. 2 points for Blaine Perkins. Pressure again by Putnam County. Sparrow in the backcourt. And now Canton has a timeout. 6:22 left to play in the first quarter. Just the start of this one. It's Putnam County 4 and Canton nothing. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri understands that in today's economy, small business owners are struggling to stay afloat. So when you make a sale, sign a new customer, or renew a contract, the last thing you need is to be charged for your success. That's why when your business bakes with Exchange Bank, we won't charge you fees for the little things you should expect from a full-service community bank. Let us help your small business grow. Stop by one of our locations today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Scotto County High School, Canton with the basketball. Cox gives it to Sparrow on the right wing. Dribbles into the right corner. Now fans back out. They get the ball inside. The Brewer tried to get it to Frazier. Batted away. Picked up by Burbridge. Now Cox for three. No good. Van Riediger saves the ball inbounds. Gives it to Owen Reed. And here come the Midgets up by four. Lane Perkins again will slice to the basket. Puts up his shot. Rejected by Kyle Frazier. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Nope, they're going to call a foul on Frazier. So Kyle Frazier picks up the foul. Blaine Perkins will be at the line to shoot two shots. He has two, looking for three. Shots up, missed it. 5:49 left to play in the first quarter. First boys semifinal of the night. A 1-4 showdown. Perkins' next free throw up, no good. And a long rebound comes out to Burbridge. Burbridge gets it ahead to Sparrow. Sparrow puts the shot high off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Brewer on the left wing. Now Burbridge at the top of the key. It's Burbridge. Gives the ball to Sparrow on the deep left wing. Sparrow in the left corner of Burbridge. Now Cox on the left baseline. In a double team, had the ball slapped away, picked it back up, and dribbled out of bounds. As in the ballgame, Caden Oliver will check in, and Caleb Cox checks out. So Riediger will inbound to Perkins, gives it to Ream on the deep right wing in the right corner to Simmons. Simmons in a double team, and now he kicks it back out, saved from going over and back by Ream. They get it inside to Riediger, right in front of the basket, puts it up and got it. 4 points, Trace Riediger, 6-0, as Oliver gets a double team and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Owen Reen. That's his first. So Oliver will inbound to Canton on the far sideline. 6-0, Putnam with a lead. Burbridge across the timeline. Sparrow on the deep right wing. Sparrow ball high, as he said. Man-to-man defense by Putnam. Sparrow between the two circles. Now Oliver drives the baseline, kicks it out to Burbridge in the right corner. Sparrow top of the key for three, in and out, no good. This is going to foul. The foul is going to be on Oliver. So Caden Oliver just picked up his first foul. 6-0, Putnam with the lead. 4:40 left to play in the first quarter. Lane Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Tomlin on the left wing, left baseline. Simmons. Simmons gets it down the middle to Tomlin, puts it up and got it. 2 points for Chase Tomlin. Here, half-court pass to the left wing goes to Sparrow. The Burbridge top of the key. Burbridge looks for somebody to throw to. Bounce pass to Sparrow on the left wing. Sparrow still with the basketball. Bounce pass to Burbridge. Three-pointer out of the left corner, no good. And Oliver, the rebound, puts the shot up and got it. 2 points for Caden Oliver. 8-2, Putnam with the lead. 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Lane Perkins, they try to jump him at midcourt. He makes a bad pass. Here comes Sparrow. Sparrow takes it to the block, kicks it back out to Brewer. Tries a three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Zach Sparrow. McReynolds will check in. Also checking in for Putnam County is Mason Norris. So Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline. Gets it at the high post to Riediger. Now McReynolds on the right side of the circle. Three-pointer on the way by Ream. Pinball's in out. No good. Frazier with a rebound. Outlet pass comes to Sparrow. And ball's knocked out of Sparrow's hands and out of bounds, and the foul's going to go on Owen Ream, and that's his second. So two fouls on Owen Ream. Lane Perkins will check in. Owen Ream will set down. 8-2, Putnam will lead. Brewer will inbound to Oliver. Three-pointer on the way out of the left corner, no good. Fight for the rebound. Frazier had it, tries a shot, no good. Brewer gets it, puts it up, no good. Tip up by Frazier, no good. Whistle and a foul underneath. The foul's going to be on Blaine Perkins. So Perkins picks up the foul. That's his first. And Kyle Frazier will go to the line. He'll shoot a pair. Getting set to check in, Tyler Frazier. Kyle missed the first free throw. Also checking in was Drew Gottman. Coming out will be Burbridge and Brewer. 3:17 left to play in the first quarter. Frazier's second free throw, no good. And Morris comes off with a rebound. Gives it to Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline to McReynolds. 16, put it on the right, got it off the right wing. 2 points for Braden McReynolds. Frazier again by Putnam County. Inbounds pass to Sparrow. Sparrow in a double team gets it to Gottman on the right wing. Now back to Sparrow. Underneath the basket, puts up the shot, missed it. And the foul is going to be on Carter Simmons. So Carter Simmons picks up the foul. That's his first 14 foul against Putnam County. And to the line will go Zach Sparrow, looking for his first point of the ball game. Ice it, fires it, got it. So Zach Sparrow with 1 point. Now Cooper Hornaday checks in, and Carter Simmons checks out. 2:53 left to play in the first quarter. 10-3, Putnam with the lead. Sparrow with one, looking for two. Shots up and got them both. 2 points for Zach Sparrow. As Canton, out comes Zach Sparrow. And Kyle Frazier checks back in. They give it to you to your top of the key. Now McReynolds for three. Bullseye. From downtown Queen City. 5 points for McReynolds. Gottman is a good Brewer on the right wing, on the right baseline. Frazier. Frazier gives it to Oliver, and Oliver literally screws the ball out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to Putnam County. Riediger will inbound to Perkins. And Perkins will bring it across the timeline. No look pass, high post to Riediger. Now Perkins gives it back to McReynolds, tries another three. Bullseye! Wade McReynolds has eight. And it's 16-4 as Oliver brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Perkins, dribbles to the left wing. Now picks up the Brewer, gives it to Brewer out between the two circles. Brewer wanted to take it down in the paint. Ball kicked out of his hand. Now he's tied up by Cooper Hornaday. Jump ball. An alternating possession comes back to Putnam County. As Riediger will inbound to Perkins. Blaine Perkins will walk it across the timeline. Canton goes to a 2-3 zone. Morris has it on the left wing. Morris out between the two circles to Riediger. Riediger takes it to the hoop. Tried to put up a shot. Couldn't do it. And Tyler Frazier, I think, got the foul. Yes, he did. So Tyler Frazier picks up his first foul. So both teams are three team fouls. I've got them. Should be four for Putnam County, but Riediger with four looking for five. They got it. 5 points for Trace Riediger, 17-4. Putnam with the lead as Burbridge checks back in. Kyle Frazier will set down. As Trace Riediger. Five looking for six. Shots on the way off the heel of the rim. Bounced up and hit a brace. Came right straight down to the basket, but once it hit the brace, that was it. So here comes Canton, down 17-4, 1:45 left to play in the first quarter. Burbridge gives the ball to Gottman, steps into a three on the way. Pinball's in and out, no good. Oliver, the rebound, puts it up, no good. And Riediger off the rebound to Perkins. Perkins gives the ball to McReynolds on the right wing. Dotted line goes to Riediger. Now Morris. Cut off on the left baseline. Whistle and a foul. Second foul is going to be on, Tyler Frazier picked up number two. So McReynolds will inbound underneath his own basket to Hornaday in the left corner. Perkins out between the two circles to Morris. Morris gives it to Riediger in the right corner. Now Morris in the right corner and walks with it. So travel on Mason Morris as Cox will check back in. Tyler Frazier will set down. 1:15 left to play in the first quarter. Burbridge will inbound to Oliver. Oliver will bring it across the timeline as he'll be guarded by Perkins. Oliver to the left wing. Now brings out between the two circles to Gottman. High post to Cox. Cox gives it back to Oliver for three on the way. Bullseye! Caden Oliver with five. 10-point Putnam lead underneath. Hornaday puts it up, missed the shot. Wide open, and Brewer comes over the rebound. Dotton gives it to Oliver. Burbridge has the roll up the wing inside to Cox. Gets it back to Gottman, right wing. Now Oliver. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Braden McReynolds. So McReynolds picked up the foul. And I've got, yep, that should be the 15 foul against Putnam. Burbridge tries to get it to Cox at the high post. Battled away, picked up by Oliver. Now Burbridge in the center circle to Gottman. Inside to Brewer, out of a double team. Puts it up, got it. Justin Brewer has 2 points. 17-9. Putnam with the lead. 15 seconds left to play in the quarter. Rudiger has the basketball and gets it out to McReynolds on the right wing in the right corner. Rudiger drives the baseline, puts it up, got it. 7 points for Trace Rudiger. Here comes Gottman. Three at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 19 and Canton 9. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Did you know that there has been a 32% increase in FFA membership since 2008? Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. The largest student-led organization in the United States has averaged 15,000 new members each year for the past decade. In 2018, there were nearly 670,000 members across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, sharpening their minds as the future of the agriculture industry. The growth of the national FFA organization shows the impact it has on its members and should serve as a reminder that there is a constant interest in the growth and improvement of modern agriculture. During National FFA Week, take some time to research the growth of your local FFA chapter and encourage local youth to consider the benefits of FFA.
This National FFA Week salute is brought to you by Walker Motors in Memphis, by Bronner Insurance Agency in Kirksville. See them for all of your crop insurance needs, and by Prairie Land FS in Memphis.
Back at Scott County High School, we start the second quarter, first semifinal of the night. Canton, currently 19-9 with the basketball. Burbridge gives it to Gottman. Gottman gives it to the top of the key to Burbridge between the two circles. Burbridge gives it to go back to Gottman. Gottman walked with it. As he had Chase Tomlin right in his grill, and Chase didn't take the fake, and that caused the travel. So Owen Ream back in the ball game. Brings it across the timeline. Chase Tomlin top of the key. McReynolds between the two circles. The Tomlin deep right wing. Owen Ream. So Ream now down in the right corner. Ream will drive the baseline. Kicks it back out to Tomlin. Tomlin back to Ream. Ream will try a three. No good. And the rebound comes out to Cox. Cox. And now makes a bad pass over the way by Rudiger. Tried to find Brewer. Rudiger right there as Ream gives him McReynolds. Now Rudiger off glass. Missed it. And fight for the rebound. And Brewer saves it inbounds to Oliver. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Carter Simmons. So Simmons picks up his second personal foul, 16 foul against Putnam County. As Oliver inbounds to Caleb Cox, back to Oliver. Oliver walks it across the timeline. Putnam County still man-to-man. Burbridge to Brewer on the left wing. Brewer brings it out between the two circles. Had the ball slapped away. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on McReynolds, and that's his second. So two fouls on McReynolds. That's 17 foul. And Preston Brewer will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. It's Brewer with 2 points, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 3 points for Preston Brewer. 19-10, Putnam with the lead. 6:40 left to play in the first half. It's Brewer. Three looking for four. Shots on the way. Got them both. 4 points for Preston Brewer. 8-point Putnam lead as Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline. Canton goes man-to-man. McReynolds in the center circle to Tomlin on the left wing. Tomlin gives it to Simmons on the left wing. Simmons will try a three. No good. Way off the mark, and Oliver comes off with a rebound. Oliver takes the free throw line. Now Cox gives it back to Oliver. A little 10-footer. No good. And Cox missed the putback. And Chase Tomlin off the rebound. Owen Ream. Ream gets it underneath the Riediger. Riediger turns, gives it to Carter Simmons. Simmons into the paint, puts up the shot, missed it. Rebound, spray up, got it. 2 points for Carter Simmons. Oliver across the timeline. Oliver between the two circles to Burbridge over the deep left wing. Burbridge, 1-8-10-footer, missed it. And Carter Simmons off the rebound. To Owen Ream. As Ream will bring it across the timeline. Ream gives the ball to McReynolds, back to Ream, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Caden Oliver. The second foul on Caden Oliver. Okay, gave off. Now my fouls, I think, are caught up as Kyle Frazier will check back in. Caden Oliver will check out. 5 team fouls against Cam. Ream will inbound to Perkins between the two circles. Now Ream. Ream gets it along the baseline to Simmons. 10-footer, got it. 4 points for Carter Simmons. 12-point Putnam lead. It's Farrell across the timeline of Burbridge on the deep left wing. Burbridge flips it over to Brewer on the right wing. Cox drives the baseline, now kicks it back out in the left corner. Wide open three for Sparrow. No good. Brewer the rebound. Lost the ball. That's picked up. Shot put up by Cox. Airballed it. And Simmons comes away with it. To Perkins. Gets it ahead to Tomlin. Stop. Pops from the baseline. No good. Riediger had the rebound. And he was knocked out of his hand, but they say last touch by Putnam County. Official right there. Putnam County fans didn't care for that call. So Caleb Cox will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. As Cox dribbles to the right wing, to Brewer on the right wing. Brewer gets it inside. Burbridge off glass, got it. Those two for Evan Burbridge. Ream will bring it across the timeline down the far sideline. Puts up the shot, blocked by Frazier. Comes away with it. Gives the ball to Sparrow. He's across the top of the key. Burbridge on the right wing. Right baseline to Sparrow. Back to Burbridge. He'll try a three. Bullseye! Evan Burbridge with five. 23-16, Putnam to lead. Perkins gives it to Ream on the right wing. In the right corner to Simmons. Inside to Riediger. Riediger tried to put up a shot. Blocked. Saved in bounds by Tomlin. Gives it back to Ream. Dotted line. Riediger goes to basket. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And foul maybe on Kyle Frazier, it will be, and that's his second. So 2 fouls on Kyle Frazier. As now Hornaday checks in, Mason Morris checks in, and McReynolds checks in. Simmons, Perkins, and Tomlin all check out. So Ream underneath his own basket to inbound. As trying to get it in to McReynolds, batted away by Burbridge. Burbridge with the basketball. Little running 10-footer, got it. 7 points for Evan Burbridge. 5-point Putnam lead, 23-18, 3:40 left to play in the first half. As Ream gets the ball to Mason Morris, threw up an air ball off the baseline. That was past the Burbridge, raised it up and got it. Now, Putnam County's turn to call a timeout. 3:28 left to play in the first half. Putnam County 23, Canton 20, back in 30 seconds. This is KNN Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Back at Schuyler County, Owen Ream, top of the key for three, kissed at home, bullseye. 3 points for Owen Ream, 26-20. Here comes Burbridge. Get to the top of the key, gives it Sparrow on the left wing, and the left corner of the Brewer. Sparrow on the left wing. And Sparrow, with a couple of dribbles, try to bounce pass inside to Frazier, and it's knocked away by Hornaday. And now Ream, they get it to Morris, try to get it inside to Riediger, one pass too many. Stolen away by Sparrow. Sparrow takes it right down the paint, gives it back to Godman on the right side of the circle. Now Burbridge for three, left it. Oh, he's got it, bullseye. Looks like from up here, it's going to be short. 12 points for Evan Burbridge. 3 points, Putnam lead as Ream gives it to McReynolds. On the right wing, inside to Riediger, and Riediger walks with it. So turnover Putnam County. It's Putnam County. Canton down by 12. They fought the way back. They fell by 3, 26-23. Sparrow to the top of the key. Godman on the right wing. Inside to Burbridge. Burbridge gets everybody there, puts up a shot, missed it, and Riediger off the rebound. To Owen Ream. Ream will bring it across the timeline. In the left corner to Morris. Inside to Riediger. Kicks it back out to Ream. Ream in the free throw line. Gives it to Riediger. Lost it. Picked up by Morris. Little five-footer. Got it. Mason Morris with 2 points. 28-23. Putnam in the lead. Sparrow in a hurry. Dribble to the top of the key. Now fans back out between the two circles. Guarded by Ream. Burbridge has it on the deep left wing. He's guarded by McReynolds. Now Gotham on the right wing. Right baseline, Tyler Frazier. Couple of dribbles, gets back out to Brewer on the left wing to Godman, top of the key. Back to Burbridge, he'll try another three. Bullseye! Burbridge on fire, he has 15, 28-26, Putnam with the lead and the ball. 1:15 left to play. McReynolds will try a three, no good. Hornaday comes out with a rebound. To Morris, puts up the shot, blocked, picked up by McReynolds. Now Ream puts up the shot, missed it. Hornaday comes away with it. Puts the shot up, missed it, but drew the foul. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Tyler Frazier. And you see the scoreboard. Yep. Frazier picked up his third personal foul. And to the line will go Cooper Hornaday. In the ball game is Blue Taylor for Canton. Hornaday's first shot up, missed it, and rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Trace Riediger. Knocked the ball away from Brewer, but they say Riediger touched it last. So Canton down by two with the basketball. 1 minute left to play in the first half. It's now Farrell falls down. Now loose ball. Ahead it goes, and Riediger underneath the basket, but up a shot blocked by Caleb Cox. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. What a defensive play by Caleb Cox. Yes, Putnam had a 3-on-1. Ream will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it to Riediger. Riediger gets the shot up, missed it, but drew the foul. The foul may on Blue Taylor. It's on number 32, and that would be Frazier again. Nope. On 32, that would be Preston Brewer's first. As Riediger at the line to shoot two. First shot up, missed it. 7 points for Trace Riediger. Seven, looking for eight. 47 seconds left to play in the first half. Riediger's second shot up, got it. 8 points for Trace Riediger. 3 points lead, and now Owen Ream almost jumped the pass, picked up by Cox. Gets it to Burbridge in the left corner. Gottman as Farrell takes it down the right lane, puts up a shot, missed it, ready to go to the rebound, gets it out to McReynolds, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Evan Burbridge, I think. Yep, so Evan Burbridge picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's the ninth team foul against Canton. And to the line will go Braden McReynolds. He has eight, looking for nine. Shots up, pinballs in and out, no good. Brewer comes off with a rebound. Brewer gets it ahead to Sparrow across the top of the key. Now Brewer takes it down to pin the paint, falls down, and calls for the travel. So turnover gives it back to Putnam County. 19 seconds left to play in the half. 29-26, Putnam County with the lead and the ball. As Ream threw a three-quarter court pass to McReynolds on the right wing. Didn't have to do it. And he airmailed it. Goes out of bounds. So Canton will have the last shot of the half. Cox to Burbridge for three on the way. Bullseye! 18 first half points for Burbridge. Prayer at the buzzer, no good. And Roy on halftime, tied. Canton 29. Putnam County 29. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Isn't that all about sows, cows, and plows? In modern agriculture, that statement is far from the truth. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. The National FFA organization is centered around agriculture, but that does not limit membership to farm kids in rural areas. FFA chapters are found in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and in 24 of the 25 largest cities in the United States. FFA has also broken the gender stereotype, with national membership nearly equal in the ratio of male to female members. And just as agriculture continues to expand and diversify, so does FFA. Members still enjoy caring for livestock and fixing machinery, but they are also learning to create and use new technology, start their own businesses, and respond to global agriculture issues.
This National FFA Week salute is brought to you by Jay's Foods in Memphis, by MFA Agri Services in Cahokia, by Moffitt Mechanical LLC in Memphis, and Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Cooperative.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament this year. And we are at halftime of this first boys semifinal of the night, and we're tied. It's a 1-4 matchup. Canton, the number one seed. Putnam County, the number four seed. And Canton ties the ball game here at halftime with about 3 seconds to go, as Evan Burbridge has just come unglued in the second quarter for Canton as he's put up 18 points. Let's take a look at scoring first for Canton. Evan Burbridge, as I said, has 18 points. Zach Sparrow with two. Preston Brewer with four. And Caden Oliver with five. For Putnam County, Carter Simmons with four. Blaine Perkins with two. Chase Tomlin with two. Owen Ream with three. Trace Riediger with eight. Braden McReynolds with eight. And Mason Morris with two. Putnam County led 19-9 after one quarter. Canton outscored Putnam County 20-10 in the second quarter, and we're tied here at halftime, 29 apiece. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KNM Sports.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Haley, quote, Navage is the best thing I've bought. I love it. My nose feels so clear now and I can breathe. I've been struggling with a stuffy nose for weeks. I bought Navage and it's amazing. Or this one. I use Navage every night, could not imagine life without it. I have 5 cats, and before I found Navage, I was a clogged mess. Now I breathe so much better. Unquote. Those are 2 of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Putnam County R1 Schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 Schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County Midget Teams. You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Scottsdale County R1 High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball on the sports league of Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMM FM Memphis. It's semifinal night for the boys here at Scottsdale County tonight, and we're at halftime of the first semifinal of the night with Putnam County and Canton. We're tied at 29 as Putnam County had to get here by defeating Princeton on Monday night, 62-59. That was a 4-5 matchup. This is a 16 district, and the first 2 seeds got a bye. That was Canton and Scottsdale County boys. And coming up next will be Scottsdale County and Knox County, a 2-3 matchup. And Knox County defeated Scottsdale County on Monday night, 59-40. Coming up tomorrow night, it's the girls' semifinal. And at 6 o'clock, it's Schuyler County, the number 1 seed, will face Princeton, the number 5 seed. Princeton defeated Putnam County last night, 67-50. Then the second game tomorrow night, number 2 seed Canton Lady Tigers will take on the Schuyler County Lady Tigers. The Schuyler County is a 2-3 matchup. Scotland County defeated Knox County last night, 59-48. And then coming up Friday, it'll be one game only, and that'll be the boys' championship game. And then Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, we'll have the girls' championship game. So we'll split the 2 championship games, as it'll be boys' Friday night and the girls Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And hopefully, well, we know we're going to have the boys' championship game because Schuyler and Knox playing each other, and somebody got to win to take on the winner of this ball game. So we know we're going to have that game on Friday. If you look at it on paper, it should be Schuyler County and Canton. But I watched Princeton girls last night, and they are a pretty good team. They're a 16-game winning team this year. And they put up 69 points against Putnam County, so you can't count them out. So the girls' side will just kind of ease into it tomorrow night. After tomorrow night, we'll know what we're going to do on Saturday. So both teams back out on the floor, and I'll be back with the second half in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri understands that in today's economy, small business owners are struggling to stay afloat. So when you make a sale, sign a new customer, or renew a contract, the last thing you need is to be charged for your success. That's why when your business bakes with Exchange Bank, we won't charge you fees for the little things you should expect from a full-service community bank. Let us help your small business grow. Stop by one of our locations today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
And welcome back, everybody. Scottsdale County High School. Putnam County had the basketball inside to Trace Riediger. Put up a shot blocked by Frazier. And Caleb Cox with the basketball to Burberry. To Brewer in the right corner. Brewer on the right wing. Gets it inside to Sparrow. Turn around, 10-footer. Got it. 4 points for Zach Sparrow. That's the first lead of the ball game for Canton. As Perkins gives it on the right wing to Ream. Now Simmons on the right baseline. Backs off to the right wing, gets it inside Tomlin. Out on the left wing to Ream. Perkins takes it into the paint, dumps it off to Chase Tomlin, put up a shot, missed it. Carter Simmons put up a shot, missed it. And Brewer comes off with a rebound. The Burberry. Now Cox. Cox will take it right to the paint. Looks about a wild shot and missed it. And Chase Tomlin the rebound. Perkins. Gives it underneath to Riediger. Now three by Ream out of the corner. No good. Carter Simmons with a rebound. Simmons. Now pass to Chase Tomlin. Put up a shot and missed it, but due to foul. Foul maybe on Frazier, and it will be. So Kyle Frazier just picked up his third personal foul. And Chase Tomlin will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. He has two looking for three. Got it. Chase Tomlin with 3 points. 31-30. Canton with the lead just the start of the second half. Tomlin's second one up. Got them both. 4 points for Chase Tomlin. As Zach Sparrow will bring it across the timeline. Sparrow finds Oliver on the left wing to Sparrow. Now good right to Chase Tomlin. Tomlin gives it to Perkins. As Perkins dumps it off to Carter Simmons. Picks up the shot. Blocked by Frazier. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Putnam County. Nice defense by the 6'9 center. So Sparrow will inbound to Burbridge. Back to Sparrow. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. As Oliver has it between the two circles. Gives the ball. Sparrow on the deep right wing. Now Sparrow kicks it back out to Brewer in the right corner. Brewer almost lost it, kicked out of his hands by Tomlin. So Brewer will inbound on the far sideline. Preston Brewer looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks. Gives it to Oliver in the right corner. Dribbles out to the right wing. Now Burberry, top of the key. Oliver on the right wing inside to Sparrow. Sparrow on the baseline. To Brewer on the left baseline. Brewer puts the shot up and got it. 6 points for Preston Brewer. 2 point Canton lead. Putnam County with the basketball. Perkins gets it inside to Riediger. Now Ream back to Riediger. Riediger back to Ream. To Blaine Perkins. Back to Riediger. Puts a shot blocked again by Frazier. And Brewer comes away with it. Now pass ahead to Sparrow on the right wing. Try to get it back to Brewer on the give and go. Stolen away by Chase Tomlin. Gets the ball to Perkins. Now back to Tomlin on the left wing. And he hits it on a foul. The foul is going to be on Evan Burbridge. That's his second. So two fouls on Evan Burbridge. As Morris Hornaday, and McReynolds all check in. Perkins, Tomlin, and Carter Simmons check out for Putnam County. So Owen Ream will have it between the two circles. To McReynolds, gets it inside to Reediger. Reediger puts a shot up, missed it, and Brewer comes off with a rebound to Oliver. Oliver takes it right into the paint. Bad pass, but picked up by Sparrow. Now Sparrow puts it off glass, missed it. Rebound, puts it back up and in. That's Sparrow with 6, 4 point. Canton lead 35-31. As Owen Ream brings it across the timeline. Morris on the left wing to Ream between the two circles back to Morris. Steps into a three, no good. And Hornaday had the rebound, stepped on the end line. Totally Canton basketball. 4:44 left to play in the third quarter. 35-31, Canton with the lead and the ball. Caden Oliver will bring it across the timeline. Oliver to the top of the key to Sparrow on the left wing, back to Oliver. Oliver back to Sparrow on the left wing. Sparrow looks inside. Now he'll dribble out between the two circles. Still looks inside. Gives it to Brewer. Brewer will try a three. No good. Hornaday off the rebound. Gets it out to Morris. Morris to Ream. It's Owen Ream to McReynolds. Back to Ream on the deep left wing. He'll try a three. No good. And Reediger, the rebound, puts the shot up. It was blocked again by Frazier. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Out of bounds underneath the basket. As Owen Ream will inbound. Gets it to Reediger. Reediger puts the shot up. No good. Wants to try it again. And off. Well, Reediger walked with it. He tried to back Frazier off his back. And tried it twice. The second time, he moved and shuffled the feet. So Oliver will bring it across the timeline. Oliver, still with the dribble, gives it to Burbridge between the two circles. Burbridge puts the ball on the floor, picks it up, gives it to Oliver on the deep right wing in the right corner to Sparrow. Inside to Frazier. Frazier put up a shot. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. The foul's going to be on Reediger. On Trace, that's his first. First foul on Trace Reediger. Frazier shot up, no good. And a high for the rebound goes Hornaday. Hornaday to Ream, back to McReynolds, back to Ream, back to McReynolds underneath the Hornaday. Puts it up, got it. Nice ball movement by Putnam County. 2 points for Cooper Hornaday. 37-33 is Burbridge to the free throw line. Puts his shot up, got it. 20 points for Evan Burbridge. Now underneath the right block goes the Hornaday. The Ream. Ream leans in. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be against Canton. They'll call it on 32. That would be Preston Brewer, and that's his second. So two fouls on Brewer. Inbound pass to the left corner to Hornaday. To McReynolds, to Morris. Now Ream gets it in to Reediger. Reediger tried to put up a shot. This one was blocked by Burbridge. Anytime Trace Reediger gets the ball down that low, he draws a crowd. As Ream will inbound. Gets it in to Reediger. Lost it. Picked up by Oliver. Oliver takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Hayden Oliver with 7. And now Putnam County wants a timeout. 2:49 left to play in the third quarter. It's Canton 41, Putnam County 33. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
2:49 left to play in the third quarter. 8 point, Canton lead 41-33. Putnam will have the basketball. As Canton backs off the press, Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline to the midget. Gets it to McReynolds on the right wing. McReynolds kicks it back out to Morris. Now Ream, quick three on the way. Bullseye! 6 points for Owen Ream. 41-36. Can't move the lead in the basketball. As Oliver takes it into the paint. Now kicks it back out to Burbage on the left wing. Inside Brewer. Brewer off glass. Got it. 8 points to Preston Brewer. 43-36. Can't move the lead. As Wayne. To McReynolds, back to Ream. He'll try another three. Bullseye! Owen Ream feels it. He has nine. There's a four-point Canton lead. 43-39. Oliver to Sparrow at the dotted line. Sparrow at the free throw line. Burbridge passed up the three out of the left corner. Burbridge takes the ball in the paint. Lost the dribble and throws it out of bounds. So it'll be Putnam County basketball. As Burbridge just did one bounce and somehow come up, hit his hand, lost it. So Ream gives it to McReynolds on the right wing. McReynolds out to Tomlin at the top of the key, inside the center. Now Tomlin, 15-footer on the way. Didn't get it. And now Oliver got it. Taken away by Tomlin. They call a jump ball. Overrated possession. Comes back to Canton. So Oliver will inbound. Gets the ball to Burbridge. Back to Oliver. 1:30 left to play in the third quarter. Oliver has it between the two circles. Bounce pass Sparrow. Back to Oliver. The dotted line. Burbridge for three on the way. Airballed it. And Brewer saves it down. Burbridge will try another three. No good. Brewer, the rebound, puts it back up and in. Strong move by Preston Brewer. 39-45. Now McReynolds for three. No good. And Tomlin saves it in, but right to Preston Brewer. Brewer kicks it off to Oliver. Three-pointer. Bullseye out of the right corner. Caden Oliver makes it 48-39. Canton's biggest lead of the game, and now stolen away by Burbridge. Plays it up, got it. 22 points for Evan Burbridge. 11-point lead as Tomlin tried to get it to Carter Simmons, and the pass is slapped out of bounds by Sparrow. The Tomlin will inbound underneath the own basket as Hornaday checks out. Rüdiger checks back in. 34 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Green gets it in to McReynolds, top of the key for three. Threw up an arrow ball. And I think it was partially blocked by Canton. So Owen Ream again will inbound underneath his own basket. Green gets it to Simmons in the right corner. McReynolds on the right wing. Now Ream, now McReynolds. Tomlin, 12-footer, no good. Tip up by Rüdiger, no good. Rebound comes off to Burbridge. Burbridge will walk the ball across the timeline. Down to 10 seconds. Now airmailed a pass to Preston Brewer. As Perkins will check back in, and McReynolds will check out for Putnam County. Rüdiger will inbound to Wayne Perkins. As Perkins brings it across the timeline, Perkins dumps it inside to Rüdiger. The little 10-footer missed it. And Frazier with a rebound. Green put up a prayer at the buzzer. No good. And at the end of the third quarter, with the score, Canton 50 and Putnam County 39. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott of County Iowa High School. 8 minutes left to play in this first boys' championship semifinal. Canton up by 11 as the ball goes to Carter Simmons. Then put her off the baseline. No good. And Preston Brewer off the rebound. Brewer gives the ball to Oliver. Oliver inside. Dotted line. Sparrow put up a shot. Blocked by Carter Simmons. And the ball still loose in the floor, picked up by Riediger to Simmons. Takes it up, no good. Tip up by Perkins, no good. And Brewer comes off the rebound. Gives it to Sparrow. Sparrow to Oliver on the left wing. Oliver bounce pass back to Sparrow, guarded by Perkins. Oliver on the left wing. Oliver to the left side of the circle. Takes it into the paint. Little 5 foot runner. Got it. 12 points for Caden Oliver. 13 point. Can't lead as Ream from downtown shoots an air ball. And then we go back to Canton. Caleb Cox will check in for Canton. And Evan Gerberich will check out. A little pressure by Putnam County. Brewer gets the ball ahead to Sparrow. Sparrow kicks it out to Caleb Cox, who tried to. As Tomlin knocks the pass out of bounds, it'll be Canton basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 7 minutes left to play in the ball game. 13-point Canton lead. Their biggest lead of the game is Brewer will inbound. Brewer gets it out to Cox. Now Sparrow steps into a three. Bullseye! That's Sparrow with 9 points. And it's a 16-point Canton lead. Riediger. To the left wing to Tomlin. Try to get it inside to Ringer. Punched away by Brewer. Picked up by Oliver. Oliver between the two circles. Gives it to Sparrow between the two circles. Sparrow across the free throw line. Now Oliver will try a three. No good. Airballed it. But Brewer with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. 12 points for Preston Brewer. And Putnam County wants a timeout. 6:24 left to play in the ball game. It's Canton 57, Putnam County 39. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank
with
the local folks.
While it's still
new.
Member
FDIC.
But when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Back at Schuyler County High School. Put them down by 18 with the basketball. Riediger gives it back to Perkins. He's cut off on the right baseline. So Riediger on the right wing. Skips it to the left wing to McReynolds. Now Ream for three. No good. Rebound comes off to Brewer. He's tied up. They call a jump ball over to the possession. Is going back to Canton. 6 minutes left to play in this first championship semifinal. Pressure by Putnam County. Inbounds pass to Brewer. Brewer in a double team. This is the Sparrow. Now it's a 2-on-1 Canton fast break. Sparrow to the house. Lays it up. No good. And Simmons comes off the rebound. A jump ball. Alternated position back to Putnam County. Putnam County down 57-39 with the basketball. Almost 6 minutes left to play. Has a hill to climb. set down once before by Putnam County, and they came back, but had a little more time. As Perkins, no-look pass, right to Brewer. Ahead it goes to Oliver. Oliver plays it up and got it. 14 points for Caden Oliver. 20-point Canton lead. Perkins gets it inside the Riediger. Tried to put up a shot, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Kyle Frazier or Caleb Cox. So Cox picks up his first foul. And at the line will be Trace Riediger. Riediger has 8 looking for 9. Shots up, missed it. As Braden McReynolds will check in, and Carter Simmons, well, who checked out? Oh, it was Blaine Perkins checked out. So Riediger eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And off the rebound, Zach Sparrow. So Sparrow dribbles into the double team, and Canton calls a timeout. 5:23 left to play in the ball game. Canton 59, Putnam County 39. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
The FFA mission reads, FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield Ag News, recognizing the important role of our local FFA chapters during this National FFA Week. Since 1928, millions of agriculture students, no one knows exactly how many, have donned the official FFA jacket and championed the FFA creed. The week of George Washington's birthday was designated as National FFA Week in 1947 at a National FFA Board of Directors meeting. This week celebrates more than 80 years of FFA traditions while eagerly anticipating the future of the organization. And oh, what a future that may be.
This National FFA Week salute is brought to you by MFA Agri-Services in Kirksville and Lancaster, by Scotland County R1 School District, and by the Farm Shop in Edina.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School has Camp with the basketball. Sparrow gets it to the left wing to Oliver. Gets it inside on the left block to Brewer, and Brewer walked with it. So turnover at Canton. Riediger will inbound to Ream. And Owen Ream across the timeline. Started by Zach Sparrow. Gives it to Morris on the left wing. Morris drives the baseline. Kicks out to Simmons in the left corner. Now Riediger takes it right at Frazier. Puts up the shot. Frazier blocks it out of bounds. It's going to be putting the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Owen Ream will trigger. Ream gets it out. McReynolds on the right wing inside the Riediger. Gets everybody in the air and then tried to throw it out to Simmons, and he intercepted by Zach Sparrow. To Oliver between the two circles. Oliver guarded by McReynolds. And now a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on McReynolds. That's the third on Braden McReynolds. Now Burbridge checks back in, and Taylor Cox will set down. 4:49 play in the ball game. Coming up, Scottsdale County and Knox County. Burbridge on the far sideline. Inbounds to Brewer on the right baseline. To Burbridge, backs off between the two circles. As Burbridge takes it to the right wing, bounce pass to Brewer, kicks it over to Oliver. Oliver, bounce pass underneath, intended for Frazier. Bounce pass, right past Frazier and out of bounds. So Riediger will inbound for Putnam County to Ream. Now McReynolds kicks it over to Morris for three. No good. Riediger with a rebound. Puts the shot up. Had a block. Picked up by McReynolds. Block. Now Riediger puts it up. Blocked again. Three straight blocks by Frazier. Burbage comes away with it. To Sparrow. Picks up the shot. And it's either going to be on Riediger or Morris, as he was just hammered. We're going to call it on Morris. So Mason Morris picks up his first foul. And at the line, Zach Sparrow, and Sparrow has 9 points, looking for 10. 4:12 left to play in the game. 20-point Canton lead. Sparrow eyes it, fires it, missed it. Left it short. Still 59-39, Canton with the lead, getting closer to that championship game on Friday night. They come in with the number one seed. As Sparrow eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Rebound tipped around, and out with it comes Owen Ream. As Ream almost lost it, now he got it back somehow, picked it up, and gives it to Morris. Morris along the baseline, and we got a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Preston Brewer. So Preston picks up his third personal foul. That's only the 15th foul against Canton. So Ream underneath his own basket to Simmons in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Morris. Now McReynolds. He'll try a three on the way. No good. And the rebound put back up and in by Mason Morris. So Morris has 4 points. Takes you by Putnam County. As they get the ball inside to Frazier. Turns, put up a shot, no good. Brewer with a rebound. His put back, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. As Preston Brewer has 14 points. Now Ream, top of the key for three, no good. Frazier comes off the rebound to Cox. Caleb Cox with the basketball. Cox now pass intercepted by Ream. Ream will take it to the house, puts up a shot. Missed it, but the foul's going to be on Caleb Cox. So Cox picks up his second personal foul. Stops the clock with 3:14. As Owen Ream with 9 points, looking for 10. 61-41, a 20-point Canton lead. As Ream's first one up, got it. 10-point Ream. 61-42. Canton with the lead as Morris checks out. As Cooper Hornaday checks in. Second by Ream, no good. Frazier off the rebound to Burbridge. Now Brewer between the two, double team to Burbridge. Burbridge brings across the timeline. Finds Oliver in the center circle. Oliver, he tried to double team him, but he gets the ball away to Burbridge for three. No good. And the rebound comes out to Baden McReynolds. So McReynolds will bring it across the timeline. High post to Riediger. Hornaday. Hornaday in a double team. Puts up the shot. Missed it, but he drew the foul. Foul's going to be on Caleb Cox again. As Cox picks up his third foul. And Cooper Hornaday will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. Hornaday with two, looking for three. First shot on the way, in and out, no good. Since the first quarter, that's kind of the way the ball has been bouncing for Putnam County. It's Hornaday. Second free throw on the way, missed it. And Oliver comes off with the rebound. Oliver in a double team, looks for somebody. And now Canton calls a timeout. 2:37 left to play in the ball game. It's Canton 61, Putnam County 42. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
2:37 left to play in the ball game. Canton 61, Putnam 42. Canton with the basketball, pressure by Putnam County. Burbridge just sails it down the floor and out of bounds. So Putnam will get it back. 2:32 left to play, down by 19. So Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Tomlin, now Hornaday. Gives it back to Ream, and it goes off Ream's hands and out of bounds. So Canton will have it on the turnover. Oliver will inbound on the far sideline. Oliver to Cox. Fox back to Oliver. Oliver across the timeline to Burbridge. Burbridge gives it to Cox between the two circles. Cox will take it to the house, lays it out and got it. Caleb Cox, first two in the ball game. 63-42. As McGrows to Riediger, put down right down the right lane, put up a shot, missed it. Plays it with a rebound to Burbridge. Burbridge to Caleb Cox between the two circles. Now pass to Oliver. Oliver between the two circles. Oliver back to Burbridge. Under 2 minutes left to play. Burbridge to the left wing. Now Cutter would be Cox along the baseline. And got the ball, but then lost it. Picked up by Rehm, head to McReynolds. So Riediger, and Riediger kicked the ball out of bounds. So Blaine Perkins will check in. Owen Rehm will set down. 1:35 left to play. Pressure by Putnam County. Cox gets it to Brewer. As Brewer is fouled, foul's going to be on McReynolds, and that's his fourth. So four fouls on Braden McReynolds. As Cooper Hornaday will set down. So Oliver will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Cox. Cox gets double team to Oliver. Now Burbridge in the right corner. Oliver on the right wing. Back to Cox between the two circles. And Brewer on the left wing. Brewer inside Oliver. Back to Brewer. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And off of the rebound. Then Hunter Grable. As Grable lost the ball. Now it's loose on the floor. Finally saved to McReynolds. As McReynolds gives it to Riediger. It's a reverse layup. And I think Frazier still got a piece of it, but Frazier may have picked up the foul. So Kyle Frazier picks up his fourth foul. That's going to battle as Riediger has tried his best to get one under the basket. Frazier, I don't know how many times he's blocked Trace Riediger. Riediger hits the first free throw, has nine, but now Canton will clear the bench. 1 minute left to play as Canton's going to advance to Friday night's championship game. 63-43. Riediger with nine looking for 10. Isaac fires it and got it. 10 points for Trace Riediger. So now Putnam County put in a few new faces. Ethan Castor will check in. Well, Tomlin's still in. As inbounds pass comes to Blake Sparrow. Sparrow with the basketball almost lost it to McReynolds. And now whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on McReynolds, and that'll be his fifth. So Braden McReynolds fouls out of the ball game. 52 seconds left to play. As McReynolds will set down, who is he going to put in? And it'll be Randall Ayers will check in. So the inbound for Camp Dominique Spurgeon. Spurgeon looks for somebody, still looks for somebody. He'll get the ball in to Frazier. Frazier now gets underneath, shots put up, move good. That was by Bruce Baker, or Bryce Baker. And we have a whistle and a foul. Somebody on Canton who walked the other way. Yes, they haven't put the foul up yet. And the 34, that was Tyler Frazier, and that's his fourth. So Hunter Grable will shoot. First shot up. And pinball went out, no good. Rebound comes off to Baker. Baker gets the ball to Spurgeon. Down to they have it in the right corner. And that was Blake Sparrow. And as he goes to basket, pick up a shot, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. With 26 seconds left to play in the ball game. As Perkins with the basketball, jump stop into the paint, trying to get it to Grable. Bounced off Grable's chest and out of bounds. So it'll be Camp basketball. 19 seconds is Frazier. Will inbound to Blake Sparrow. Sparrow gets it ahead to Baker. Now in the left corner to Dominique Spurgeon. He just threw the ball around the horn down to 6 seconds, five. Frazier stepped on the end line. So it'll be the basketball with 5 seconds to go. As again, Canton is going to advance. They're going to hold on to that number one seed and play for the championship on Friday night as Perkins tries a three, no good, and that's the end of the ball game with the final score, Canton 63 and Putnam County 44. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Did you know that there has been a 32% increase in FFA membership since 2008? Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. The largest student-led organization in the United States has averaged 15,000 new members each year for the past decade. In 2018, there were nearly 670,000 members across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, sharpening their minds as the future of the agriculture industry. The growth of the national FFA organization shows the impact it has on its members and should serve as a reminder that there is a constant interest in the growth and improvement of modern agriculture. During National FFA Week, take some time to research the growth of your local FFA chapter and encourage local youth to consider the benefits of FFA.
This National FFA Week salute is brought to you by Walker Motors in Memphis, by Bronner Insurance Agency in Kirksville. See them for all of your crop insurance needs, and by Prairie Land FS in Memphis.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Haley, quote, Navage is the best thing I've bought. I love it. My nose feels so clear now and I can breathe. I've been struggling with a stuffy nose for weeks. I bought Navage and it's amazing. Or this one. I use Navage every night, could not imagine life without it. I have five cats, and before I found Navage, I was a clogged mess. Now I breathe so much better. Unquote. Those are two of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri understands that in today's economy, small business owners are struggling to stay afloat. So when you make a sale, sign a new customer, or renew a contract, the last thing you need is to be charged for your success. That's why when your business bakes with Exchange Bank, we won't charge you fees for the little things you should expect from a full-service community bank. Let us help your small business grow. Stop by one of our locations today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back, everybody, to Strata County High School. It's a final as the Canton Tigers win their 15th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 63-44. Take a look at the scoring. First for Canton, Evan Burbridge with 22 points. Zach Sparrow with 9 points. Caleb Cox with 2. Preston Brewer with 14. Caden Oliver with 14. And Kyle Frazier with 2 points. For Putnam County, Carter Simmons with 4. Blaine Perkins with 2. Chase Tomlin with 4 points. Owen Ring with 10. Trace Riediger with 8 points. Braden McReynolds with 8 points. And Mason Morris with 8 points. Well, 10 points. So, Trace Riediger, I thought he had 10. I just had missed him. So, Riediger with 10. So, Owen Ring and Trace Riediger had 10 apiece. Putnam County led 19-9 after one quarter. Canton outscored Putnam 20-10 in the second quarter. We were tied at 29 apiece at the half. Second half belonged to Canton as Canton outscored Putnam 21-10 in the third quarter, and led 50-39 after three. In the fourth quarter, Canton again outscored Putnam 13-5, and Canton boys win it 63-44. Canton improves to 15-12. They advance to the championship game Friday. Putnam County ends their season with a record of 17-11. And, of course, it's that time again time to say so long to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors playing their last game as a Putnam County Midget.